Welcome to On Tap Daily for May 25th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So we've got a packed three-day window to cover, running from Friday through the weekend and into today, and the stories that emerge paint a really clear picture of an industry grappling with a single question. How do you protect your business when the ground is shifting on pricing, discovery, and even brand ownership? Let me walk you through the most significant developments. Let's start with the biggest practical story for e-commerce operators, ELF. Beauty announced it's reversing some of its tariff-driven price increases after seeing what CEO Tarang Amin called a pronounced decline in unit volume. The company had implemented a flat $1 increase across all SKUs in response to tariffs that were running at 55% or higher, plus inflationary pressures from fuel costs. And on the surface, it worked. Net sales were up 25% year over year to $1.6 billion in fiscal 2026, with Q4 up 35%. Those are great headline numbers. But underneath, units fell off a cliff. They saw a 5-point unit volume decline in Q4. Revenue was growing, but fewer people were buying fewer items. And that is a dangerous trajectory for a brand built on volume and accessibility. So ELF is now actively testing price rollbacks and seeing what they called really strong unit recovery when prices come down on specific products. This is the critical lesson for every e-commerce merchant listening. Across-the-board price increases are the highest risk approach you can take. Different products have different price elasticities. Your hero product with strong brand loyalty can absorb more of an increase than a commodity item where you're competing on value. The smart play is surgical pricing, increase where you have power, hold, or reduce where you don't. And if you've built your brand on value, every price increase directly contradicts your brand promise. Now, happening at exactly the same time, we got confirmation that Shein has officially agreed to acquire Everlane. This had been rumoured for days after Puck first reported it, but Everlane CEO Alfred Chang confirmed the deal in an emailed statement. And this is such an unlikely pairing on the surface. Shein, the Chinese fast fashion giant that has faced intense criticism over social and environmental impacts, buying Everlane, a brand that literally built its identity on supply chain transparency and sustainability. Everlane says it will continue to run as an independent brand, staying true to its values and sustainability commitments. But the real story here is financial. According to Global Data Managing Director Neil Saunders, Everlane's debt had grown to untenable levels. Despite having a loyal following and strong brand values, the brand couldn't sustain itself financially. Saunders noted that from Shein's perspective, the acquisition supports a narrative of having a more balanced portfolio that can be positioned for investors in any future IPO. So for Shein, it's about credibility and diversification. For Everlane, it's about survival. For other e-commerce merchants, this story reinforces something I keep coming back to. Brand equity and customer loyalty are real assets, but they don't pay the bills on their own. You need operational discipline and financial sustainability alongside your brand building. And when consumer spending tightens, as it's clearly doing right now, even beloved brands can find themselves in trouble if their cost structure doesn't match their revenue reality. The third major story from this period connects to everything we discussed at Google I/O last week. Search Engine Land published a really significant analysis about what makes a brand machine readable in AI search. They reviewed 19 businesses and found the same problem appearing repeatedly: genuine expertise and authority buried in content that AI systems simply can't interpret reliably. The expertise was there, but it was locked in PDFs, scattered across social posts, buried in video transcripts, or written in flowing marketing language that humans understand but machines struggle to parse. This matters enormously because AI-powered discovery is no longer theoretical. In the same window, OpenAI expanded its Ads Manager beta with new budgeting and geotargeting controls. ChatGPT is becoming a genuine advertising platform with campaign pacing and location targeting. If AI systems can't understand what you sell and why you're authoritative, you won't appear in organic AI results, and you won't be effectively targetable for AI advertising either. The practical takeaway is that you need to start treating machine readability as seriously as you treated mobile optimization a decade ago. That means comprehensive structured data, consistent entity naming across all your channels, clear authoritative claims that AI can extract, and content structured for machine parsing, not just human reading. Run your key pages through Google's rich results test. Then go further. Query ChatGPT and Perplexity for terms related to your products and see if you're showing up. If you're not, your machine readability needs work. Related to this, Search Engine Land also published a provocative piece arguing that Google's own AI search guidance is, and I quote, naive and self-serving. The core argument is that Google's recommendations for optimizing for AI search are essentially telling publishers to make content that's easy for Google to extract and repackage without adequate compensation or attribution. It's worth reading with a critical eye because it highlights the tension at the heart of AI-mediated commerce. Brands need to be machine-readable to survive, but they also need to be thoughtful about how much of their value they give away to platforms. Meanwhile, Practical E-commerce published a piece that I think connects all of these threads beautifully. The article explores how AI shifts product discovery but not loyalty. Their argument is that agentic commerce, where AI agents help shoppers find and evaluate products, may change where shoppers begin their journey, but not why they ultimately choose one merchant over another. Trust, brand recognition, customer reviews, and the human elements of the shopping experience remain the decisive factors in the final purchase decision. This aligns perfectly with the PSE Consulting Consumer Survey data we covered on Friday, which showed 9 in 10 consumers still need to recognize the seller and check reviews before buying, even in AI-assisted shopping. So the pattern is clear. AI is changing discovery. It's changing the top of the funnel. But the middle and bottom of the funnel, and where trust, reputation, and relationships live, those are as human as ever. The merchants who win will be those who are machine-readable enough to be found by AI, but human enough to close the sale when the customer arrives. On the retail deals front, beyond Shein and Everlane, we saw Estée Lauder and Spanish beauty conglomerate Puig call off their merger talks. The companies had been discussing a potential combination since March that would have created an enterprise valued at more than $40 billion. But analysts were never enthusiastic, worrying that the deal would interrupt Estée Lauder's turnaround effort called Beauty Reimagined at a critical moment. Estée Lauder's CEO said the company is more optimistic than ever about its ability to unlock value as a standalone company. For e-commerce brands watching the beauty space, this signals that the biggest players are choosing focus and execution over consolidation, at least for now. And there was one more piece from the Magento and Adobe Commerce community worth noting. The Mage Dispatch newsletter highlighted several new community modules, including a resource preload module, a CSP split header module, and a developer dashboard tool. On the Hoover side, the latest default theme changelog shows version 1.4.6 was released on May 12th with various additions and CSP improvements. For merchants running Magento or Adobe Commerce, these community tools continue to demonstrate the ecosystem's health and the ongoing investment in performance and security tooling. Let me pull all of this together into what I think is the key theme of this three-day period. It's the tension between short-term survival tactics and long-term strategic positioning. ELF took a short-term pricing action that damaged its long-term unit velocity. Everlane prioritized brand values but let its financial house deteriorate. Estée Lauder chose long-term transformation over a short-term merger. And the machine readability story is fundamentally about investing now in infrastructure that pays off as AI discovery matures. For e-commerce merchants, the lesson is this. In a period of tariff pressure, shifting consumer behavior, and platform upheaval, the temptation is to make reactive decisions. Raise prices because costs went up. Cut investment because revenue is uncertain. Chase the latest AI trend without a strategy. But the data consistently shows that the merchants who succeed are the ones who make thoughtful, surgical decisions based on actual customer behavior data, not knee-jerk reactions to headlines. Test your pricing. Invest in your data quality. Build your brand's machine-readable infrastructure. And keep a close eye on your unit economics, because that's where the truth of your business health lives. That's your OnTap Daily for May 25th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.